Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
And the tip is underway here at Taylorville. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Second game of the tournament for both of these teams. Rochester with a record of 1-4, Galesburg 9-1, the eighth-ranked team in Class 3A. Devin Ross drives. Here's a drive in from the right baseline on the feed from Ross to Thompson. He missed the dunk, and Rochester gets the rebound into the front court with Colin Stallworth, the 6'6 junior, to whom Mike Steers was referring with Jim Lee's pregame interview. On the outside, this is Matt McClintock, a 6'3 junior. Dalton Handlin, a 5'10 senior on the outside, whom we were discussing earlier, how impressed we have been with him. Dan Ziegler with it now. He's the player Mike Reynolds was talking about in the pregame, saying is better than advertised. Here's Handlin, now up top. Three-pointer on the way by McClintock is off the mark, and the rebound shoots left out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back on the dead ball rebound.
Yeah, McClintock, who shot that, obviously a football player, real strong kid, but a very flat-footed shot. He won't get that off very often with pressure defense, and judging from that first attempt, maybe we want him to shoot a little more often, yeah, because that one was a real clanger.
Silver Streaks routed Taylorville 78-40 yesterday and just shot the lights out from three-point range. Best game the Streaks have had all season shooting from the perimeter. Although the focus remains getting the ball on the inside and attacking the basket. Here's Meeker with a quick little one-handed flip with the right hand. Comes up short from about 10 feet away. And McClintock with the rebound. So the Streaks come out in this game missing their first two shots. On the front side, Ziegler fires a three. Handlin battling for the rebound. Deflects it to himself a couple of times. And he gets another crack at it. Now he shoots the air ball from 12 feet. And on the weak side, Thompson with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back comes Galesburg quickly trying to push it. Hawthorne drives left baseline, loses it on the way up. Stallworth with the rebound, cut off at the other end, spin move in the lane, banks it too hard off the glass. Meeker fires through the lane, steals the rebound away. Into the front court he comes. Swings it right side, hesitation drive by Olsen.
Ooh.
And a blocking foul called as he runs over Dan Ziegler, who looked from our angle to have pretty good position on the low blocks. But it benefits the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, and Jared even put the arm out and ran into the chest of Ziegler. I was shocked that that was not called a charge on Jared. We got a break maybe.
On the inbound, it goes to Meeker. Right side, Devin Ross, who played 2 minutes, still no score. They leave Ross wide open, so he drains the three from the outside, and there's the first basket of the game.
Devin hit one last night. Did Mike say that was his first one of the year?
His first one. I looked back. He'd shot 7 3-pointers, and that was it. So he hadn't even taken that many coming into the game. Here's Handlin with a drive, short on the right-hand leaner. Deflected out to Meeker on the rebound. Ethan pushes it down the lane, gets bumped on the way to the basket, and they'll get two free throws coming.
Rochester's going to have to do something different offensively because every shot they've taken has been altered, or they just seem to be intimidated by the Streaks defense. They're hurrying shots up there, don't really seem to get much out of the flow of their offense, and their best look there was Stallworth. He missed a short bank shot, which they've got to have him make those.
First free throw by Meeker up and in. Ethan's first point of the game. Now the third leading scorer all time in Galesburg Silver Streaks history with 22 points last night. He passed Byron Theory. And now Meeker's got about 500 points he needs to score this season to catch Grant Gibson.
Well,
not sure that'll happen.
From last night, he might get there.
5-0 Galesburg as he makes both free throws. Streaks put on the press. Rochester breaks it. 2-on-1. Handlin pulls up, and it allows Hawthorne to come out. Made him alter the shot, missed it, and then the offensive rebound put back by Stallworth, sneaking down low and putting it up and in with the right hand. 5:20 to go first quarter, 5-2 Galesburg. Here's Ross driving. Blocked from behind and a foul called on Matt McClintock, and that'll send Ross to the free throw line. Well, for only 9, now 10 three-point attempts all season, this will be only Ross's 10th free throw attempt all season.
Yeah, he's become pretty settled into just being a distributor at times, and you appreciate that unselfishness, but we've all known that Devin has the capacity to be a double-figure scorer, I think, night in and night out if we need him to be.
First free throw rolls off, 5-2 Galesburg, 5:14 to go here in the opening quarter, Taylorville. Galesburg girls playing at Mattoon. As Ross makes the second free throw, Tom and Eric will have that action later on with a 1 o'clock scheduled start. Full court press on again for the Streaks. Pass right side over to Stallworth. Feeds it into the front court to Hanlon. Right back to Stallworth down the right side of the lane. Ran out of bounds, and that's because Thompson knocked the ball out of his hands. Rochester will keep it.
Galesburg was so impressive last night with that display and blowing out Taylorville in the shooting effort. I talked to Taylorville coach Ryan Brown when I walked in. He said, this tournament's over. that's how impressive the Silver Streaks were, that nobody's in a hurry to play Galesburg down here.
Driving in from the left side, cut off Ziegler, gets it over right side to McClintock, blocked by Thompson, goes right back to McClintock on the deflection, and Rochester resets the offense. Hanlon out in the midcourt circle, works his way right around the screen. Olsen fights through it. Meeker comes out to help. Gets a soft pass away. Stolen by Thompson. Drives right down the lane. Bumped on the way to the basket. Controls the shot for the basket. And he gets the foul on top of it.
Well, it's funny. He had Olsen out in front of him, but I don't think he could ever get the dribble in the spot that he felt comfortable passing it. Olsen looked a little amazed that Eric never threw in the ball, but then Eric afterwards went over. You could tell he said, I couldn't get it to you, so I took it myself.
And it ends up paying off. But no free throw made as it rims in and out, and the rebound by Ziegler. That's a fourth team foul on Rochester, by the way. None on the Silver Streaks. A complete turnaround from what we saw in the first game last night. Stallworth cut off on the right wing. Bounces it behind him to Tristan Sutker down the left side of the lane. He's cut off out high. Gets it under the wing. Hanlon fires up a messy shot. Rebound by Cody Hawthorne. Hanlon is 0-for-3 in the early going for Rochester. Streaks lead by 6. Meeker fires a 3. Got it from the right wing. 5 in the game for Meeker. Streaks lead 11-2, and it forces a Rochester 30-second timeout.
Yeah, the Silver Streaks picking up right where they left off last night. The defense has been terrific on this end, leading to opportunities the other way. We're spreading it around well. We've got a lot of guys into the flow of the offense already. And early on, looks like it could be another blowout for Galesburg. We're just halfway into the first quarter.
What's your shooting on Rochester? I've got him 1-for-8, and I'm kind of thinking I forgot to mark one down.
Yeah, no, that's what I've
one
got.
Eight,
one
okay.
for eight as well, and that was that putback.
Right, on an offensive rebound.
By Stallworth. But, Silver Streaks getting – not many teams have a 6'8 post player that can assist at a steal at half court and then take it all the way in on a 2-on-1. That was pretty cool to see Eric do that.
So 11-2 is how Galesburg starts this game. Got off to an 8-1 lead on Taylorville last night. Got as close as 1 on a couple of occasions. But the Streaks led from start to finish last night and looking to do the same thing here today, scoring the first 5 and 11 of the first 13. Again, Rochester breaks the press. Stallworth drives left side. Here's a baseline shot by McClintock. Swishes it through from about 15 feet away. And that was the best offense we've seen Rochester run, breaking the Streaks press. Olsen will walk it across midcourt, along with Hawthorne, Ross, Thompson, and Meeker. Up top, Olsen, back left to Ross, bounces it to the baseline, Hawthorne, feeds it back out to Olsen, sidesteps left, lost it on the way up on a pokeaway, but it goes right to Devin Ross, and back to the Silver Streaks. 3.5 minutes to go first quarter. Kevonte Shaw set to check in for Galesburg. Inlet pass to Thompson, back behind him to Ross in the corner, fakes a 3, drives to the baseline, cut off there. Gets it back to Thompson on the wing. Eric in the lane. Shoots it out right side. Olsen for 3. Got it.
When you got a couple of guards shooting the ball the way Olsen and Meeker are right now, it's impossible to defend.
14-4, Galesburg by 10. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Really ran that offense well in the half court. Dan Ziegler on the left side. Stallworth comes out for it. Now gets it between the circles to Nick Baker, a 5'9 sophomore who's checked in for Coach Mike Steers, Rochester Rockets. Up top, McClintock. Left side, Stallworth. Ball not within 20 feet of the basket yet on this possession. Here's McClintock with it right in front of us on the elbow. Stallworth double-teamed on the give-and-go to the baseline, and the shot made by Tristan Sutker driving in from the right side.
He took advantage of that double-team, like you said, Brad. Streaks going for an opportunity to maybe get a steal in the corner. And when that broke down, then they had an open baseline, the chance for an easy bucket.
In the lane, Hawthorne feeds it underneath to Ross. Underhands the shot, hits the bottom of the rim, and the rebound to Ziegler. Streaks found an opening, but it closed quickly. 2 minutes to go, 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's a quick three at the opposite end. Looked like Hawthorne got a piece of it on the shot by McClintock. Rebound, and then a turnover. Thompson fed it into the front court. Rochester anticipated it, and Stallworth intercepted it. He'll bring it back the other direction. Feeds it into the left side. Ziegler trying to back his way in. Turnaround jumper gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line on the first foul of the game called on the Streaks with just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, again, was a foul, but in the jersey type of defense for the Silver Streaks here early in this one. And you know, we've seen teams play morning games in these tournaments before that come out sluggish and don't seem to have the energy, but that's not been the case for Galesburg from the opening tip here this morning.
Exactly what Mike Reynolds was talking about in the pregame show. This game really is all about energy. Can they come out and have that energy offensively and defensively? They've done it so far. Ziegler makes the first free throw. Rochester down 7, 14-7, 1:54 to play here in the opening quarter.
A lot of times in these holiday tournaments, the second morning is when you'll see a lot of upsets take place. There'll be teams that come in here sky high and miss free throw and a lane violation.
On Cody Hawthorne, apparently.
But no, teams will come in here and look great opening night. You'll think, man, these guys will just whip the world. And then the next day you go, what happened? What team showed up? And sometimes just that turnaround at night and trying to play in the mornings can bite a good team.
Ziegler takes advantage of the second free throw. 14-8, Galesburg by 6. So Ethan Meeker and Cody Hawthorne exchange a rather wry smile at each other after that. You could tell they clearly didn't understand what Cody had done wrong, but when your player getting called for a violation, that's how you always see it, right? Now here's a foul called on Christian Lett. They bothered Devin Ross, knocked the ball loose, chasing it back toward half court. Lett gets called for a foul coming up the backside of Ross, trying to steal it back. Five team fouls on the Rockets, one on the Streaks. 14-8 is the Galesburg lead, a minute 40 to go first quarter. Olsen right side in front of the Rochester bench. Another soft pass, and Hawthorne out-duels Lett again to prevent another turnover. Now Olsen has it back, settling the offense as Rochester sits back in a 2-3 zone. Ethan thought about firing over it. They swing it back out right side. Ross skip pass left side over to Ethan. He drives, low blocks, tries to feed it through the lane to Shaw. It finds Hawthorne instead, and the left-hander knocks it through.
Well, that'll work. Drop it in there and hope one of your friends in a white jersey picks it up, and Hawthorne did.
There's a low pass for Kevonte. Had a hard time just getting down there to go for it. Went kind of right through his arms, and Hawthorne was driving in to go up softly with the left hand. 16-8 Galesburg, under a minute to play first quarter. Run through a little bit of the history between these two teams here at this tournament when we get into the second quarter. On the outside, this is Nick Baker, 5'9", stocky sophomore, solidly built on the outside, driving in from the left side. This is Lett, feeds it right side over to Schwartz on the right wing. As they try to reverse side to side, soft pass out high, goes through a couple of players' hands and legs, and Stallworth comes up with it for Rochester. Back up top to Baker, they reset the offense. Baker looking. Soft pass to Rochester, just out of the reach of Ross going for the steal. Now Stallworth puts the ball on the floor one time, hands off to Baker. We're down to 18 seconds to go. Winding down quarter number one here at Taylorville. Baker with it, trying to drive in. Olsen cuts him off, feeds it back behind him to Lett. Christian Lett on the dribble on Meeker. Gives it out right side to McClintock. Now Baker fires a three up and in over Olsen. 3 seconds to go. Olsen from half court. The left-hander hits it off the back of the backboard, and that's the end of the first quarter. 16-11, Galesburg by 5 after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
What is the Corvus Zone? It's the weed-free area between the rows. But only when you use Corvus, the one corn herbicide that delivers three levels of grass and broadleaf weed defense. Burn down, residual, and reactivation with rain. You want season-long control of the toughest weeds, including resistant ones. Welcome to the Corvus Zone.
Corvus, the number one pre-emergence corn herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's round, it's white, it's free, and you could win up to $500 just by wearing it. The new WGIL button. Find out where to get yours at WGIL.com.
Nick Baker's three-pointer is the first from behind the arc made for Rochester to end the first quarter. The Rockets have the ball to begin quarter number two. Turnaround jumper by Stallworth missed. Rebound knocked away from Thompson into the hands of Christian Lett. And now a whistle as Shaw was fighting for position with Tristan Sutker down low. And now they've called Kevonte for a technical foul. The officials are going to come over and confer. Well, he whistled a technical foul. They're conferring.
Yeah, he gave the T indication, so I don't think there's any question this is coming here. Something must have been said. Kevonte scowled after the foul call.
Well, he said something.
Mike Reynolds asking what was said here. Now there's going to be a little timeout on the court.
There's the personal foul on Kevonte, and, yep, the technical foul on Kevonte as well.
Well, Streaks played very good defense again that time. Meeker was right on Stallworth when he shot the ball, but it took a high carom toward the middle of the lane. Just one of those unfortunate caroms, and Rochester able to get it back and put it up. I didn't see what Kevonte was so upset about there.
Well, I was judging by the body language and kind of the way he said something to the official that he didn't like something Sutker was doing to battle for position going for the rebound. So the personal foul was the second foul on the Silver Streaks. So it's not a free throw. The free throw comes on the technical foul, and the Streaks get the ball, and the Rochester gets the ball back, and Mike Reynolds is really barking at the official standing in front of him, who was not the one who made the technical foul, by the way. Now Mike's down on his knee, and he's still subtly getting a message across over there. 16-12, Galesburg by four. Rochester has had the ball the entire 30 seconds of the first quarter on a missed shot attempt, a foul on a rebound, a technical foul, and now the possession of the ball back. Right corner, three-pointer on the way. Rims in and out. Adam Schwartz comes up short. Rebound by Olsen. Streaks into the front court. Let's see if this fires him up. Shaw drives, leaves it off to Thompson. He's fouled driving in from the left baseline, and that'll be the first of the game on Tristan Sutker.
A power drive by Eric to the basket. We saw him miss a couple of dunks last night, and then opening this game, he missed one as well. They weren't wide open. I mean, they're ones that are usually contested. But at this point, you're thinking, well, just get the ball in the basket. I love the dunk. But one way or the other, get it in. That time the free throw rims in and out. Eric will get another one coming. Galesburg's lead, which had been comfortable, what, at 10 points there at one?
Yep.
Stanza now
14
at 4.
14-4. Yep, they've been outscored 8-2 to get it down to 4. 7:13 to go, just underway in the second quarter. Second free throw in and out. Eric has been very good from the free throw line this season. Is now 2-for-7 in the first two games here at Taylorville. Rockets with the rebound. On the left side, this is Adam Schwartz. Curls around to the top, right side over to Dalton Handlin on the right wing. Picks up his dribble as he's guarded by Thompson. Feeds it down low to Sutker, backing his way in. Kicks it out to Stallworth. Fakes the three, drives to the free throw line, leaves it off under the basket, and completely losing the handle on it, Sutker's ball flies out of bounds. Second turnover on Rochester.
Rochester has done a pretty good job handling the ball with as much pressure as Galesburg has put on them all over the court, just two turnovers. Streaks only have one of their own in what's been a pretty cleanly played game here early this morning. And, you know, we got that lead on Rochester, and you don't expect them to just go away. This is just a very athletic school. They have success in all their sports, of course, football and girls basketball being the two most high profile.
Turnaround right-handed baby hook shot by Thompson in the lane, comes up off the back of the rim, and then Cody Hawthorne going after the rebound gets pushed from behind, and I think that'll be on Sutker. No, they called it on Adam Schwartz instead.
We go by Rochester High School on the way here to Taylorville. It's right on Route 29 just up the road. It looks like a small college campus. I mean, it's a beautiful facility, great big athletic facility across the street. I guess it's for the town's use, but you know, I'm sure the students get a lot of use out of that as well, and bedroom community for Springfield, and they get a lot of good athletes coming out there.
Seventh team foul on the Rockets puts Cody Hawthorne at the free throw line after the foul on the rebound. He hits the front of the rim, and the rebound fought for in the lane. Finally, Stallworth collects it and then double dribbles.
We better picking up the free throw line, missing three in a row now. Yeah. We got the ball back here, stuck on 16 points.
Feature just 3 of 8 at the free throw line as a team in this game so far. 6:20 to go in the first half. Their lead, as Jim indicated, has dwindled to 4 at 16-12. Ross, Thompson, Meeker, Darius Salmons in the game along with Hawthorne. And now a travel called on Thompson, trying to drive in from the right corner along the baseline.
Rochester greatly extending that 2-3 zone, which covers the three-point line. Of course, they don't want Meeker and Olson to shoot them out of the gym like Taylorville last night. But that leaves some big openings in the middle of that zone when you stretch it out too far, and we're just not taking advantage of that.
Fourth meeting all time between these two teams in basketball, all of them here at Taylorville. Here's Handlin driving in, dumps it off left side, and then the shot rims in and out, and the rebound chased down by Devin Ross in transition for the Streaks. Leads a 4-on-2, leaves it off for Hawthorne driving in. He misses a dunk, and the rebound by Stallworth for Rochester. Back the other way comes Handlin, and he gets fouled.
I've seen enough missed dunks to last me a while here in the last game plus,
yep. But
Rochester missed a great opportunity the other way. Handlin, beautiful assist. They missed a layup. Those are shots they really need to capitalize on. But back this way again after the missed dunk. Handlin gets to the free throw line here. We'll have two coming.
16-12 is the Galesburg lead. Down to 3 now. Handlin with his first point on the first free throw. 16-13. Closest game in this series in the 4 years that we've been at this tournament as Handlin makes the second one. As a 22-point victory for Galesburg 2 years ago, they've defeated Rochester 63-36, 70-48, and 77-47 last year. And as we talked about in the pregame, this Rochester team has been steadily improving under the direction of Mike Steers as they've found a coach who's actually stayed for a few years. Here's Ross driving in, pulls up from the baseline, short, weak side rebound, kicks out to McClintock. Streaks not getting any rebounds, not making any shots, and here comes Rochester with the chance to tie it up or take the lead. And a travel on the right side as Sutker double-stepped from the right side. He faked the three and picked up his pivot foot. So three turnovers in the quarter on Rochester after just one in the first quarter, and we've not played 3 minutes yet heading toward halftime.
Now, Rochester coach Mike Steers, knowing his team's missing some chances here, they're playing terrific defense. They've got Galesburg way out of what the Silver Streaks want to do offensively right now. We're missing free throws, but on the other end, the Rockets have had a couple of turnovers and a missed layup that could have had them in the lead.
Meeker has the ball kicked into the backcourt by Handlin, playing good man-to-man defense up top. Tried to swing the ball down low, dribble it between his feet, and Handlin kicked it all the way back into the backcourt.
And got a little scolding from the official there, too.
Still is. As I'm saying, don't do that, don't do that.
Hanlon's all smiles. The official is not smiling.
No, he's not.
And he's a big fellow, that official, probably about 6'6 and 240. He's a big man.
He's the one who called the technical on Cavante Shaw. I don't think I'd be smirking at anything he's saying to me. Here's Meeker, puts the ball, drives past Handlin, into the lane, shot off the back of the rim. Streaks are getting some good looks at the basket, just not finishing them off. And the rebound batted out of bounds in front of the Rochester bench. The Rockets will get it back.
Well, the one thing that we're not getting is clean looks from the outside. We had early, Meeker and Olson got some shots off. Now that's not happening. And we're getting runners toward the basket, lower percentage shots, and Rochester getting exactly what they want from us shot-wise.
And Handlin driving from the backcourt into the frontcourt and a foul call on Ethan Meeker on a little elbow on the man-to-man defense. We've got the Streaks 0 for 5 in the quarter and 0 for 3 from the free throw line.
Well, if I'm the other team, if I can force Galesburg to try and beat me with Thompson and
Hawthorne?
And Hawthorne shooting the ball inside, then I like my chances.
Pull-up jumper is missed by Stallworth. Rebound Cody Hawthorne. Driving in from the right side, Meeker feeds it into the left corner. And Olson steps right, misses a 17-footer. Stallworth with the rebound on the run, trying to take it 1-on-2. Plows over Olson. No foul called. And with Stallworth steps back and hits a little 8-footer, and we are tied at 16.
First field goal of the quarter by either team.
Yeah. Ross in the lane. Little off-balance shot. Got his shoulder sideways toward the basket. Misses the little shot-put jumper. And Stallworth with his sixth rebound for Rochester. Chance to take the lead, and they do. Sutker with a 6-foot jumper. And the Streaks trail in this tournament for the first time. Rochester has scored 12 of the last 14 points.
Mike Reynolds refusing to take a timeout. He hates to do that and concede the other team's run. Now, if we score here, he might take one.
Right. Here's Ross, left corner three, a little bit long, and the rebound comes up short to McClintock, who's got four boards. And they're dominating the rebounding game, as Coach Mike Reynolds indicated in the pregame. He was worried about, compared Rochester to Bettendorf in that respect, and they are dominating the rebounding so far here in this game. Leading by two with 3 minutes to go first half. Left baseline jumper is short, and the rebound, Hawthorne fights off Sutker for it. Streaks in transition. Ross sidesteps right, takes it to the basket, and banks it in. That ties the game back up at 18, first Streaks bucket of the quarter.
Ross a little indecisive a couple of times that he's gone to the basket. That time, no hesitation. He went right after it, and that made a big difference.
18-18, 2:35 to go second quarter. On the right side, Sutker with it. It's going to pull it all the way back out. Olsen anticipated a pass, and Sutker saw it coming, so he feeds it into the right corner to McClintock. McClintock working against Hawthorne. This is Handlin with it. Big step to the right, down to the low block. Spin move into a triple team, and the Streaks steal it away. Meeker with it across midcourt. Feeds it left side. Olsen steps into a three from the wing, a little bit long, and the rebound chased down by Stallworth. Got an open look at it, just couldn't hit it. Rochester with a chance to regain the lead as we approach the two-minute mark for the half. Out high, Baker. Right side, Handlin, right in front of us on the elbow. Guarded by Olsen into the right corner, Baker. Now back to Stallworth, feeds it back up top to Sutker, who fires a three. That one's off the mark, and the rebound, Meeker, for the Silver Streaks. Gelsberg trying to regain the lead. Into the front court, Olsen. Contact in the back court. Olsen takes it all away. Dipsy-doo up and off the rim. Rebound, Rochester. Ball knocked out of Sutker's hands. Thompson picks it up, gets it to Ross, who's fouled on the low blocks.
And Ross will get a couple of free throws. He's going in from the left side, could not get the layup down. It's been a struggle for the Silver Streaks in this second quarter. Just one field goal. And normally we don't get this many trips to the free throw line in a first half either, and we have not cashed in on many of those.
Foul on Tristan Sutker is his first. This will put Ross at the free throw line. He made one of two earlier and hits the first one here. Three in the quarter for Devon. Seven for the game to lead the Silver Streaks. We're back on top now, 19-18. And the second one coming after the eighth team foul on the Rockets. Hasn't been pretty. Second one good as well. Yeah. Bottom line, Streaks on top by two.
The first 4 or 5 minutes were real pretty.
For the Streaks, yes.
The first 14 points worth, and since that time, everything has come really hard against this Rochester defense.
Now Christian Lett drives inside the free throw line, goes too deep. He bumps into Ethan Meeker, who gets called for his second foul. That's a sixth team foul on the Streaks, so no foul for the Rockets. A minute 27 to go first half. In the corner, they get it into Stallworth. Now up top it goes to Dan Ziegler, and they swing it back out to the outside. Here's Handlin with it into the right corner. A fake by McClintock. Steps left, works it back up top into the hands of Handlin. Inlet pass to Stallworth on the left elbow, working his way into the lane. Turnaround jumper with a high right-hand shot. Kisses off the glass and drops through. Ties the game at 20. 1 minute to go, first half. Streaks have been tied and trailed in this second quarter for the first time in this tournament. Tied right now with under a minute to go. Unlikely they'll hold for the final shot. Here's Meeker for three. And
wow.
He left it wide open from the top of the arc, and he nailed it.
Spectacular. Just coming off, pushed off his man, gets enough breathing room to get the deep shot off, and nothing but net. And Meeker's loving this atmosphere to shoot at in Taylorville.
He and Ross each have eight to lead the Streaks, and a fired bullet pass from the Rockets up top, down low to Handlin, threw his hands out of bounds, and the Rockets have turned it over six times now in this quarter, seven for the game, and maybe now the Streaks can hold for the final shot with 34 seconds to go, leading by three.
And just before that shot by Meeker, I was thinking they have really taken Ethan out of our offense. He hadn't had a shot in a while, and then he just pops right out there and gets a clean, deep look and nails it.
He's taken only four shots the entire game. He's made both of his three-point attempts and missed his two shots inside the arc, which were attacking the basket. Devin Ross dribbling, right hand, back and forth in the midcourt circle as he works the clock down to 10 seconds and the offense goes into motion. Ross between the circles works his way to the top of the arc. Fades left in the lane, stolen away by Stallworth. 3 seconds to go. He heaves it from half court and the rebound falls loose, and that's the end of the first half. Stallworth clearly could have gained probably another 15 to 20 feet if he'd continue to dribble.
And Devin didn't see Maker had freed himself wide open underneath the basket. I don't know how Devin did not see him. He was clapping his hands down there, but he just couldn't get any the ball.
Well, Meeker's three puts the Streaks on top at the half. 23-20. We'll take a break, take a look at the first half statistics, and we'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff when we come back. 23-20, Galesburg by three over Rochester at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You answered all your emails by noon. Get a freshly prepared Egg McMuffin. Actually left work on time? Then get yourself a savory sausage McMuffin with egg. You saw the weirdest midnight movie. Well, get a delicious sausage burrito. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, you can get delectable breakfast tastes anytime. Egg McMuffin, hotcakes and sausage and more. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love whenever you want. Just listen to a radio commercial, get some golden hash browns. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
If I could change the world, I would donate money to the homeless.
If I could change the world, I would get everyone more involved in the community.
If I could change the world,
I would make people feel good.
United Way is changing the world right here in Knox County. Your donations helped make the new 211 Helpline Center a reality. 211 Knox County is a free and confidential hotline to help people find the local resources they need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
If I could change the world, no one would have to live in fear of abuse.
Are you in an emotionally abusive or physically dangerous relationship? Are you struggling with bullying, sexual assault, alcohol abuse, or suicidal thoughts? 211 is your first step to get you life-saving help when you don't know where to turn.
Let's help people stay safe. Let's help people achieve their dreams.
Anything is possible when we're united.
Anything.
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 Get started at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Taylorville. Silver Streaks got off to a terrific start in this game with Rochester. Had an 11-2 lead. And from the point Rochester called the timeout at the midpoint of the first quarter, they outscored Galesburg just 9-5 throughout the rest of those first 4 minutes. But if it's any indication, the Streaks had scored 11 in the first 4 minutes, and then Rochester held them to 5 in the second 4 minutes of the first quarter. And then the Streaks were able to put up just 7 points in the second quarter. So that timeout by Mike Steers when his team was down by 9 midway through the first quarter has really turned this game around in the benefit of the Rockets, even though the Streaks still do lead here at the half, 23-20.
Yeah, and you know, Mike Reynolds, as he told you on the pregame, concerned about Rochester's ability to control the boards, and the Rockets, especially in that second quarter, did that. We played an entire half of basketball and never got more than one shot at the basket on a trip down. It either goes in or it goes the other way. Rochester with 15 defensive rebounds and 19 rebounds here at half.
So, since Jim touched on the stats, let's go ahead and take a look at the first half numbers. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
Yeah, that rebounding number, one of the big ones for Rochester here. Galesburg with 11 total rebounds, all of those on the defensive glass. So, again, no second chance opportunities for Galesburg. We had a number of those last night against Taylorville. Not that we needed a lot of them the way we were shooting the ball from the perimeter, but this Rochester defense is night and day better than what Taylorville showed us defensively last night. Rochester shooting the ball, no bargain, but neither the Silver Streaks at this point. Shooting stats are almost identical. Rochester 7 of 22, good for about 31.5%, while Galesburg 7 of 21, 33%, including a 2 of 11 second quarter shooting the basketball. Turnovers, not a problem. Silver Streaks with just 3 right now. Rochester has 7. Those 7 turnovers, probably a big part of the reason Rochester isn't tied or in the lead of this game.
Three-point shooting is one of the areas where the Streaks are still doing well, despite their poor shooting numbers overall. They're 4 of 7 from behind the arc. Meeker 2 for 2, Ross 1 for 2, and Olsen 1 for 3 to account for their three-pointers. Rochester, meanwhile, just 1 of 7 from three-point range. Rockets are 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks have made 5 also, but in 4 more opportunities, they're shooting just 50% from the line. So that would be a place where the streaks, percentage-wise, could increase the lead a little bit more. It's 23-20 at the half over the Rockets. We'll take another break, take a look at the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the streaks coaching staff. When we come back, we'll also run through some scores from holiday tournaments from around the area as well. Galesburg by 3 over Rochester here at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
Galesburg Nissan's year-end closeout blowout is going on now.
2015 Sentras loaded with equipment save $1,000 plus 0% for 72 months.
Sentras under $250 a month with no money down.
How about the best-selling Nissan Altima? 38 miles per gallon, save $2,000 plus 0% for 72 months.
Altima's under $300 a month with no money down.
Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
All payments are with approved credit plus tax, title, and license. Current factory incentives end at the close of business Monday, January 4th.
With the Yum Ford Pro Football Pick'em, there's a weekly winner as well as a grand prize of $500 and more. Pick your teams now at WGIL.com.
23-20 is the Galesburg lead at the half. Individual scoring. Let's start off with Rochester. Colin Stallworth leads away with 6.7 rebounds for the Rockets. Tristan Sutcher has 5. Nick Baker with 3. Dalton Handlin, Dan Ziegler, and Matt McClintock each with 2. For the Silver Streaks, led by Devin Ross and Ethan Meeker, each with 8. And then offensively, pretty big drop-off from there. Jarrett Olson, 3. Cody Hawthorne and Eric Thompson, each with 2. Sammons and Shaw have played off the bench but have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Here's Jim Lee.
All right. Well, Dan, here at halftime, looked like it was going to be another cruise, 14-4 up, and all of a sudden things got tough on us.
Yeah, we missed some layups, missed some free throws, and got some empty possessions there, but we still got the good defense rolling, but we're hoping to turn around this quarter.
It's like they're really extending out that 2-3 zone. Any way we can attack that inside a little bit more?
Yeah, the post players are going to start flashing more, and we just got to finish strong when we get it inside. There's a little contact, and we just got to finish strong and complete the possession with a bucket.
Yeah, I'm sure their main goal is to keep it out of Ethan Meeker's hands. He's just shooting it great here right now.
Yep, and they're running out on him and opening some things up inside, and we just got to make them pay for that.
I know you were concerned with Mike Reynolds coming into the game about Rochester's ability to rebound in that second quarter. They really controlled the boards.
Yeah, we didn't get many second shots at all, and we're kind of concerned about the offense, and we talked about that at halftime.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
As always, our thanks to the Streaks coaching staff. This time, Dan Sullivan joining us here at halftime, giving us a little bit of insight from the locker room where the Streaks took a 23-20 lead in. And both teams now back out onto the floor to warm up for the second half. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's with 2 locations in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. A couple of Western Big Six teams in action already today. It hasn't started off well for the conference. Richwood's held off UT in what sounded like a thriller at the Pekin tournament, 68-65, as Richwood's goes to 2-0 in the tournament. And then Limestone holds off Moline late, 60-59. The Maroons lost to Richwood's in overtime on a buzzer beater by 2, and then never led in the game, apparently, it sounds like. And then Limestone got a couple of free throws with 2 seconds left, making one of them. So So the Maroons have lost two really tough ones over at Pekin. And down at the Macomb Western Holiday Tournament, A-Town lost to Farmington earlier today, 50-30.
Reminder, tomorrow morning we'll have our morning show from the hotel where the players are staying, the Country Inn and Suites in Springfield. I just talked with Dr. Meeker. He said that, yeah, he'll come over and join us there in the morning. So we'll talk with some parents, we'll talk with players, some coaches, and Athletic Director Paul Held here at Taylorville and more tomorrow morning on WGIL.
Meeker gets hit on the arm as he drives into the lane, streaks with the first offensive possession of the second half, and the hack on the arm called against Dalton Handlin is his second foul for the game. Obviously, just 13 seconds in, first team foul on either club. Meeker from the baseline into Thompson, gives it right back to Ethan. Around a screen, misses a three, and the weak side rebound pops out to Dan Ziegler. Looking around earlier for Ryan Brown, wondering what he must be thinking after the streaks just lit it up on his team last night. Must be watching this game thinking, where were these guys last night?
Yeah, but again, I think Rochester's just playing a lot better defense than Taylorville
did. Spin move in the lane by Cody Hawthorne, up and in with a left hand. Nifty move by Cody to give the streaks the first basket of the second half. And a five-point lead, 40 seconds in. 25-20, the Galesburg lead, and we've seen the streaks attack the basket on both possessions here. Up top, swinging around left to Colin Stallworth. Right side it goes. Here's a three by Matt McClintock. Well short, and then nobody boxed out, and Olsen smartly comes back from the backside, deflects the pass out of bounds intended for Handlin in the corner. And the officials initially indicated it was back to Galesburg, but that wasn't the right call, and now they've got it straightened out.
Yeah, the coach always tells you, you know, box out all over the court, and Eric Thompson got caught after he tried to block the shot out there. He went by his man. The carom comes back that direction, and so Eric was caught behind him, and so Rochester gets the offensive rebound 20 feet from the basket.
On the left side, this is Dan Ziegler. He'll fire the three and air balls it, but the weak side rebound saved by McClintock. Fires it from the baseline right to Devin Ross. Outlets to Carl Thorne with a one-handed jam. In transition, the streaks finish off that dunk and now lead by seven. Handlin back quickly with a shot from his right hip falling to the baseline, and he gets it up and in off the glass for his first basket of the game. Quick three by Meeker answers at the other end.
Meeker was right in front of our table when he let that thing fly. He was way behind the arc, and it was nothing but net.
And just like that, the streaks are back up eight with 6:15 to go in what's started off in a very quick third quarter. Stallworth cut off on the outside, tries to feed it in, stolen away from the backside by Thompson. Here come the streaks in transition. Olsen behind him to Meeker, flipped it over his shoulder, and then Meeker missed the shot and the rebound to Rochester. Tristan Sutker, and then Meeker dumps, or rather Olsen, onto the scoring tables to our left, going for a loose ball as it was intended for Stallworth up to the midcourt. Jared had to hop on the table after knocking that one out of bounds.
Well, the hazards for the players here. We've got all media right along the court here on Press Row.
You had a kid come into your table during the first game. Here's a missed shot at the other end. Streaks to the rebound. They get back in transition. Olsen left corner for three. A little bit short. Here's Hawthorne flying in for the rebound. Turn around with a left hand, and it's through.
Our first offensive rebound of the day, and Cody makes Rochester pay by getting the putback, and the streaks are back up by 10.
How about Hawthorne with six of the streaks, 9 points, and an energetic start to the third quarter, and a timeout by Mike Steers for Rochester. How about Cody Hawthorne for an early candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game? He's come out with some life here.
Yeah, that was big, the dunk and then the putback there. Thought Eric Thompson played some nice defense, denying a pass there and getting us going on one break. Of course, Meeker with another big three. And, yeah, these guys definitely brought more energy than Rochester to start off the second half.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville all this week. Jim Lee and I are traveling in a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder. You looked at the odometer earlier. I forgot. 40,000 and one of those certified pre-owned.
You wouldn't know it, though.
No, not at all. And, of course, they still have the Philo Frontier food drive going on up through January 4th. There are some sales incentives if you can help out the Fish Food Pantry with a donation of at least 10 non-perishable food items. Get you a $500 discount. They also have on-the-spot financing going on, 0% for 60 months, plus number of other incentives depending on what you're interested in. And we really do like this Nissan Pathfinder. Yesterday we talked about the benefits of the all-wheel drive, driving through the slush and the sleet and the snow and the ice from Galesburg to Peoria. And we're just enjoying the comfort of it here today and finally some drier weather. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan right in front of the Sandberg Mall. Thompson again from the backside nearly steals one away. Allows Ziegler to drive in from the baseline. Rebound batted out to Hanlon. Steps into the lane. One-handed shot, miss it. And there's Hawthorne with his fifth rebound. Galesburg trying to build on a 10-point lead here. Here's Olsen driving, feeds it off to Thompson. Fakes, gets the ball knocked loose on his way up. A nice fake in from the left side to free up himself. And then somebody reached in and poked it in from the backside as he cut to the right side of the lane. Meeker right in front of the Rochester cheerleaders to our right on the baseline. In quickly to Ross. Steps inside the arc smoothly up and in with a 17-footer.
Yeah, some might say, why give up the three-point shot to dribble once and bounce inside and take the two-pointer? Well, if you're more comfortable with that, I'm fine with that. But I've heard some coaches go irate at players for giving up that opportunity.
Here's Ziegler driving in from the left baseline. Got a step on Hawthorne, and then Cody from the backside fouls him going up for the shot. Cody thought he got it cleanly from the back, but you're rarely going to get away with a block from the backside and not get called for a foul. That's his second of the game.
Rochester missing some opportunities here early. They're just one of seven in this third quarter as Galesburg has built its biggest lead at 12.
First one up and through for Dan Ziegler, who has only free throws to show for his scoring in this game. 34-23, Galesburg by 11. Ziegler with three, again, all from the free throw line.
Ziegler, a strong kid, but not long on quickness. And when you're playing Galesburg, that's going to hurt you. And Ziegler, I think, has had a number of double-figure scoring games in their first five, but struggling to get many points here in this one today.
Second one up off the back of the rim, and Meeker sneaks in around from the higher spot of the lane all the way down to the low blocks to get the rebound. He's got it now. Feeds it right side to Cavante Shaw back into the lane. Cavante drives into the lane. Pump fakes up with the right hand. Comes up short. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Shaw. Stallworth was right there, creating a lot of havoc for Shaw, not only on the shot but going for the rebound. And it'll go back Rochester's direction.
Well, the thought when they set this tournament up was it would probably be Galesburg and Rantoul playing for the title, but both of these teams have some tough games to get there. That's the late game tomorrow at 6:30.
Rantoul at an added disadvantage, having to play three games today. Because Dunlap couldn't get down here for the first game yesterday.
Barely won their opener.
Stallworth fakes in, drives from the right side, from the baseline, missed it. The weak side rebound pops out to an all-alone Rochester player. And now a missed three by Baker. Another rebound. Here's Hanlon with a right-hand floater. Meeker gets the rebound, has it poked away. Here's another three by Baker from the corner. That one's way too long. Here's their fifth
crack
at it.
Oh, come on, really?
And Hanlon puts it up and in.
That'll make the coaches happy. You don't want to look at Mike Reynolds or Dan Sullivan right now. They are pretty disgusted.
Five shots at the basket. 34-25, Galesburg by nine, and now a check foul called on Baker as Meeker stepped inside the three-point line. 34-25. I promised there were five white jerseys down there. They were just never around the ball. Here's a drive in from the left side by Meeker up and in. He's got five in the quarter, 13 for the game.
Rochester went to sleep on the inbound. I heard Mike Reynolds yell, I don't care who gets the ball, but somebody better get the ball.
Under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter, streaks by 11. Up top, Christian Lett. Right side, Nick Baker. Stallworth was cutting through the lane. They get it up top to Dalton Hanlon instead. Down the right side, he wrapped his arm around the backside of Olsen.
Good call.
And gets called for the offensive foul.
Initially, I thought they were going to call Olsen for that, and I thought that would be a great injustice because he just beside him. And yeah, I've seen a guard do that for a while. Completely wrapped his off arm around
underneath
Olsen.
Jarrett's left arm, yeah. So 36-25, that's a third foul on Dalton Hanlon, ninth turnover on the Rockets with 3:10 to go here in the third quarter, a 36-25 Galesburg lead. Hawthorne has stayed on the floor. All four starters, except for Thompson, are still out there. Here's Ross with it. Leaves it behind him to Olsen. Fakes, drives into the lane, and a reach foul called on Rochester. And Rockets seem to be playing more reach defense than the solid defense that we saw them playing in the first half. Yeah, that's four on Hanlon, and that really hurts Rochester to have him go to the bench. He's got only 6 points in the game, but you used the term gritty yesterday, Jim. And losing his grittiness on the floor is going to hurt Rochester. Driving in from the left side, Hawthorne can't finish off the shot. He thought he was fouled. Stallworth gets the rebound. Has it now. Up top, Baker steps up toward the arc, missed the shot. There's Rochester again under the basket for the rebound. Ziegler misses the putback, and Meeker comes out with it. Six rebounds for Ethan in this game. Into the front court, scoops it over left side. Olsen for three. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds as the Streaks go up 14, 39-25. And a full timeout. With 2:33 to go, third quarter, Streaks lead by 14. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks put on the full court press coming out of their first timeout of the game, leading by 14. And Rochester gets it into the front court. They've handled the press pretty well here. It hasn't really forced any turnovers. They've been bothered at times, but they've handled the Streaks full court press pretty well. And now quick travel called on Christian Lett, who was relatively unguarded on the right wing when the pass went to him, and looked like he just did a little hop with his feet over there. And that's the 10th Rochester turnover.
Yeah, that's one of those that it was a travel. I don't know, you see it called a whole lot. Didn't cut him any slack on that one.
No.
Got some happy feet over there.
The Streaks trying to build on what is their biggest lead of the game now. Up 14 with the ball, approaching the two-minute mark of quarter number three. Ross on the right wing. Up top to Shaw. Fake, steps inside the arc, leaves it off for Thompson, driving in, blocked and fouled. Eric hit the deck pretty hard.
Yes, he did.
Comes up unhappy about it. And he's going to get two free throws.
Got to have a bruise as hard as he went to the floor and hit on that, but you'd never know it as he bounced right back up after the swat by Stallworth.
Third foul on Dan Ziegler. Thompson looking for his first points since the first quarter and gets the first free throw. Streaks hit the 40 mark, 40-25. A 15-point lead continues to grow for the Streaks. Just a shade under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter from Taylorville. Thompson's second one up and short. He's lost some of that free throw shooting touch that he'd shown throughout the first 10 games of the season. He's struggled down here at Taylorville, just 1-for-5 in this game, 2-for-4 last night. Up top, Nick Baker. Guarded by Meeker. That's 4 against 4 there with the jersey numbers. Here's Stallworth with it on the outside at 6. Is he listed at 6'6",
yeah.
Right? The wingspan by Ross is able to guard him, and now a foul away from the ball. They're going to call Cavante on that one again. That's his third. It's been a tough game for Cavante.
Now, you know, Cavante, I mean, he just, when the minute he comes in, he's riding other guys' jerseys. A lot of times, a lot of pushing and grabbing arms and stuff. I'm sure he's a real irritant to whoever he's guarding. And I'm not surprised that he gets fouls quickly because he's very physical.
Baker on the left side as Darius Sammons has come in to give Meeker a break here with under a minute and a half to go, third quarter, and the Streaks up 15. Stallworth to Ziegler with it, top of the arc, guarded by Shaw, puts a dribble on the floor, works his way right. Thompson comes over to cut off the pass. It goes back behind instead to Adam Schwartz. Now Ziegler with it. Top of the arc, picks it up. Nick Baker comes over to help out, the sophomore. Inlet pass intended for Stallworth, stolen away by
nice.
Ross. What a feed to Darius Sammons. He shoots it back to Olsen, drives in from the right side, draws contact, and he'll get two fouls.
Yeah, that was something else. Ross not only with the steal, and he had to fight off the rocket to do that, but then kind of curled his arm around the ball and bounced it right up the middle and led the break. It was nice. And then Olsen with a very senior-like play going in, knowing he was not going to get that ball over Stallworth, able to get the shot up and get to the free throw line.
And missed it. Percentage-wise, Olsen the best from the foul line for the Silver Streaks. Misses his first free throw attempt of the tournament. Came in at 23 out of 26. just over 88% foul on Colin Stallworth was his second. Sixth team foul on Rochester. And Olsen makes the second. He's got seven for the game, and the Streaks lead is 16 now. They've outscored the Rockets 18-5 here in this third quarter. They gave up 4 points in each of the third and fourth quarters to Taylorville last night. Five here in the third quarter with 45 seconds to go against Rochester. It's been a second-half defense for the Silver Streaks. Driving in from the left side, Ziegler found an opening, got Thompson to buy it on the fake, and then laid it up and in.
Rochester's been a streaky team through this first part of the season. Looking back at some of their games already, they'll get behind. They fight their way back and get behind. We saw it yesterday. They were down 10, went on a 14-point run, got back into it only to lose by a point at the buzzer. And today they played a great second quarter here against the Silver Streaks. But the third quarter, they have not been able to do much of anything right.
Streaks holding for the final shot at the end of the third quarter. Olsen shoots the three and hits it with 8 seconds to go. Time for Rochester to get it back up court. Streaks keep the pressure on. Here's Stallworth at half court. He'll heave it and short. So the Streaks put that full court pressure on when Olsen let it go pretty early, and it bothered Rochester from really getting any kind of a decent shot off. It's a 17-point lead at the end of three quarters, 44-27. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Arby's on North Henderson Street. And by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks put up 23 points in the first half. They put up 21 in the third quarter, outscoring the Rockets 21-7. They now lead 44-27 heading into the final quarter. And Rochester with the ball to get things started off here. Jared Olsen's three-pointer at the end of the third quarter gave him 7 in the quarter and puts him in double figures with 10. He stays on the floor with Hawthorne. Meeker back in after a brief rest at the end of the quarter. Now Thompson stealing one away from Dan Ziegler out at the top of the arc, and then Ziegler grabbed him as Thompson tried to get away with the ball, and that's a fourth foul on Ziegler. He'll walk it to the other end. And Thompson will shoot a 1-1 on the 8th Rochester team foul.
Yeah, Ziegler nearly got away with that.
He did.
The two officials on this side weren't going to call anything. It was the guy on the other side, thankfully, that saw it, because that was clearly a foul after the steal by Eric and a frustration grab by Ziegler. Took his arm off.
First one by Eric. In and out. Another miss, and Suchker with a rebound. I want to do a quick stat check here when we get a moment on something that I want to make sure I have right. 44-27 is the most important stat right now. Streaks up 17. Dalton Handlin back in the game, playing with four fouls for Rochester. They clearly needed him. There was some directionless offense with him on the bench with that fourth foul, and there's an offensive foul called on Ziegler. He's out of the game now as he wheeled the elbow around with Shaw guarding him, and he put the elbow right into Cavante's side of the face. And he's fouled out with 5. That's 13 Rochester turnovers, 2 on 2 possessions here in the fourth quarter.
Eric Thompson comes over and says something to Cavante. Eric was smiling as soon as that foul was called and he headed up the court. I think that was in the plan there to get him fouled out of the game, and the two Galesburg power players got it done.
Offensive foul, not a shooting foul. Darius Sammons at the point brings it across midcourt with Meeker on the left elbow. Bounces it back up to Darius. Hands it right side over to Cavante on the right. Steps to the arc. Gets it to Thompson at the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away. And a turnover on the Streaks. Is that the first one of the second half, Jim?
Sure is.
I had none in the third quarter. Here's Handlin driving. Gets it up with the right hand. His third basket of the half. 8 points for the game. 44-29. Well, let's hope Rochester doesn't have another 14-0 run in them here. With the Streaks up 15. 6:35 to go. Down low. Thompson in traffic. Shoots it over the basket. Rebound Sutker. And then they turn it right back over. Shaw down the lane. Scoops it up with the right hand off the back of the rim and in. And the first basket of the game for Kevontae Shaw.
Shaw, the finger roll up there, put the ball up high off the back iron. Most times that ball will not fall in, but he had enough backspin on it that it went right back in the basket.
6:15 to play. Galesburg by 17. Handlin, top of the arc, guarded by Sammons. Trying to work around the screen, goes the opposite direction. McClintock was coming out to set it. Now Setker has it on the right side, guarded by Hawthorne. Into the right corner to Adam Schwartz. Back up top to Handlin, kind of behind him. Now a bad pass stolen away by Meeker. It's Meeker against Stallworth, and then he missed it. Stallworth was coming down the left side, and Meeker just did a little bit too much to try to prevent the long arm of Stallworth to get in there for the block. Now a missed rebound on the other end falls into the hands of Meeker. He drives it to the other direction, feeds it away to Sammons, gives it right back to Ethan. He'll shoot the three this time off the front of the rim, and the rebound chased down out high by Shaw. And I think they called Handlin for pushing him from behind, and if so, he's out of the game. So yep. They've lost two of their most important players in the first 2.5 minutes here of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no question that was a foul on Handlin going for the ball. You know, Meeker on the layup attempt after the turnover, normally he's focused on that basket, but he knew Stallworth was the guy that was right next to him, and he was just watching Stallworth a little too much, fearing the block, and lost his concentration and missed the layup, and then the three-pointer he took after that, he really wasn't in position. He hadn't got up the court. I don't know. He really wasn't in the flow of the offense and just didn't let that ball go very well.
Free throw by Shaw is good.
One of the few times Meeker has not delivered offensively in the two games of this tournament.
And he's got 13 in the game. Olsen with 10. Ross with 10. Hawthorne with 8. Shaw misses the second one. He has 4 points. Rebound McClintock, who has 5 boards for Rochester. Silver Streaks lead, 47-29, under 5.5 minutes to play. Quick three by the Rockets is good by Schwartz at the other end. His first basket, 47-32. Sammons across midcourt, into traffic, back behind him Meeker. Left side Shaw, fires it into the lane Hawthorne. Lost the handle on the ball, turnover back to the Rockets. Nobody there. Cody just lost it. Here's Stallworth into the lane other end. Collects the ball after Meeker backs off defensively and puts it up and in. First basket of the second half for Stallworth. I think I'm only for 2 shot attempts here in the second half. Sammons, Shaw, Meeker on the perimeter. Darius fires a three off the back of the rim. Rebound, Hawthorne puts it on the floor. Turnaround up and in with a left hand. Cody has his career high with 10 to go along with 6 rebounds. And the Streaks call a timeout with 4:40 to go in the game.
Well, he had 3 offensive rebounds as a team in this game. Hawthorne has 2, and both times he's put them up and in. That was a good spot to do that because Rochester was threatening to make a little run here. Silver Streaks, you know, as we talked with Dan Sullivan at halftime, when Rochester extended the 2-3 zone out, they were covering up our shooters. We said, well, we need to try and get in the middle. He said, yeah, we're going to flash our guys in there. But, you know, when we flash Cody up in there, for everything Cody does right, sometimes he's not got the best hands. And so you have a situation where you're trying to get post players to come up into the middle of the lane and get touches, but you've got to secure the ball in there. That was kind of a frustration a couple of times this half, but everything else in the half, by and large, has gone really well. It's just one of those things you kind of worry about going forward if another team continues to do like Rochester does and really extend the zone and force our big players to make some offensive plays.
4:30 to go in the game. 15-point Galesburg lead, 49-34. Hawthorne is the 4th Galesburg player in double figures. His career high with 10. Here's a miss, and then T.J. Pendleton with a rebound gets knocked to the floor and is called for traveling. So after only 3 turnovers the entire first 3 quarters, the Streaks have now turned it over 3 times here in the 4th quarter. But lead by 15. Ross guarding on the inbound. It goes into the right corner to Stallworth, guarded by Meeker. Stallworth backs it out. Into the right corner it goes to McClintock. Now back to Stallworth. Driving in with the left hand, pulls up at the high post, shoots over Meeker, missed it. Rebound, T.J. Pendleton. Good defense by the Silver Streaks as Stallworth trying to take over a little bit of the offense with both Ziegler and Handlin out of the game for the Rockets. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Streaks with a 49-34 lead. And a travel called on Ethan Meeker. Maybe he did the little happy yep. little hop over there that we talked about earlier. I was kind of shielded over here. I didn't really see what it was. No argument from the streaks, though.
Should have asked Coach Steer of Rochester when I talked to him. I remember last year he said Stallworth is a wide receiver on their football team, too. You can imagine if you're a D-back trying to keep track of him, all arms and legs, 6'6", a heck of an athlete. Mm-hmm. I'll bet he's a real problem for defenses on the football field.
3:40 to go in the game. Gelsberg leading by 15 here. Driving in from the right side is Stutzker. Kicks it out to McClintock. Left side it goes to Schwartz, who hit a three a moment ago. Feeds it into Stallworth. Turn around with a right hand short. Good box out by Cavante to come up with the rebound. Back come the streaks, slowing things down a bit. Ross will walk it across midcourt. Meeker, Shaw, Pendleton, and Memphis Nicholson on the floor for the Silver Streaks. He has it now on the right elbow. Back up top, Ross. Left side over to Meeker. Skips it over to Memphis. Soft pass. Stallworth got a hand on it, but it's deflected out to Ross. Drives in, leaves it off for TJ, who leaves it up and in from the right baseline. Rochester went for the steal. Was very close to having it. Left the streaks with numbers and an easy lay-in for TJ. And now a steal by Meeker on another soft pass out high. Takes it all the way in, and he gets fouled. From the backside, it's Sutker who picks up foul number two. Stallworth was right with Meeker the whole way. Meeker finally got the body in front of Stallworth, and then it was Sutker coming in from the backside, leveling Ethan pretty hard going to the basket. Ethan with 13 in the game. Again, one of four silver streaks in double figures. And he made 2 for 2 from the line in the first quarter, makes the first one here.
Hate to see silver streaks players hit the court anytime, but especially falling down in this area.
Yep.
This is the same basket we were from the exact same vantage point 1 year ago when Grant Gibson went down in that lane, tore his ACL, and his high school career was over, and we'll never forget that awful sight of seeing him in pain and knowing what was probably the situation there. Meeker, though, thankfully bounces right back up.
You were reminding me earlier that Joe Williams had got knocked to the deck in one of those games later on and had to have stitches in his chin. That was an ugly thing that was going on. Meeker misses the second one, and the rebound gets knocked out of bounds by Rochester, so it stays on this end of the floor. Let's not talk about the past, especially that part of the past.
Well, and we were playing so well at that point of the season, too. I mean, Williams was
and
shooting
still won
great.
The tournament, still played great the rest of the way, too.
But, you know, I never felt like Joe ever really got his shot back. Of course, then he was out for a while in the January, February, and it was I just felt like everybody on the team and as a team, we were playing as well as we could last year, and I thought really a state threat at that point of the season.
And, of course, it changed a lot of kids' roles. Kids who were first and second player specialists coming off the bench had to become starters, didn't have the same impact. You know, we can pull them off the bench. That's something this team has, too. Cavante Shaw is a great asset coming off the bench. You put him in the starting role, he loses some of that effectiveness. Here's Memphis Nicholson as the streaks have emptied the bench. Mark Harden, Jacob Ross, TJ Pendleton, and DeAndre Morin. Jacob shoots in the lane and scores from about 14 feet. Picking up with the offense right where he left off yesterday, and the streaks lead is 20 now at 54-34. With a minute 45 to go in the game. Up top, left-hander shoots a three. Noah Wilson hits it, a 5'9 junior. 54-37, Galesburg. They've given up 10 points in this quarter. What's happened to the defense?
Well, the Silver Streaks will have 5 or 6 hours off before they play again. Dunlap, who will play tonight, will play again right after this. They just played at 9 o'clock this morning.
And lost a tough one by three.
Yeah, so we'll play them on their third game of the day tonight.
Memphis with a baseline shot, missed it. Weak side rebound to Jacob Ross, who got hooked by Sam Baker, but it wasn't called. And Ross just steps back to the hoop and puts it up and in. 56-37.
This is just to get a player in. I'm not sure they'll even take the full time out here.
Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville. Jim and I travel in a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder and lots of great deals. As part of the certified pre-owned fleet, there's all kinds of incentives and benefits that come along with the certified pre-owned.
And the Pathfinder, just such a comfort to drive. You know, it used to, Pathfinder years ago, I thought was a little rough ride. They've smoothed that out, and I think it rides as well as a Murano right now. It's a very comfortable vehicle to drive and a nice big vehicle with all-wheel drive for the tough road conditions.
Remember, it seemed to be a bigger vehicle, too, in the past, if I remember. I used Jalen Stanley going up high for a rebound as he's checked into the game. They've done a nice job of kind of turning it really into more of a crossover vehicle.
Yep.
So our thanks to Galesburg Nissan right in front of the Sandberg Mall in Galesburg for providing our transportation to Taylorville. Here's Harden driving, leaves it off underneath. Good look to T.J. Pendleton up and in with the basket.
How about Pendleton's shooting percentage right now? He's about over 80% for the season. He doesn't take a lot of shots, but he hardly ever misses them around the basket.
He's 2 for 2 in this game. Here's a turnaround jumper, rolls off. Jacob Ross with a rebound. Jacob's got 2 baskets and 2 rebounds here late with 10 seconds to go. Ross will give way to Harden, standing just across midcourt.
It's going to be your final.
And not even going to look to really even do anything with it. Streaks win it by 21, 58-37 over the Rockets, who dropped to 1-5. Galesburg improves to 10-1, and we'll come up with a post-game show after this. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. And by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
I'm dreaming of a white button, just like the ones I used to know. It's bright blue letters show off my sweaters in hopes of winning all that dough.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. Pick up yours today at F&M Bank, all 3 Galesburg locations. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Kratty with Kratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Kratty Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win their first game of the day here at Taylorville, knocking off Rochester 58-37. Streaks are now 10-1 on the season, and let's start off our postgame. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim Lee.
All right. Again, a very good balanced scoring attack in this one today. We had a little lull in the second quarter there, but otherwise a pretty good effort by the Silver Streaks offensively. Crunch Time Player of the Game, I think we both felt it, and I think you implied it when it was happening. as in the early third quarter, Cody Hawthorne bringing a lot of energy along with the rest of the team. Hawthorne goes in with a power dunk. Next possession, we come back at it again. He gets an offensive rebound, puts it up and in, and gets fouled. And that was the impetus that really got us going, I think, as well as shooting better in the third quarter. And for that just little narrow window, we thought maybe Cody Hawthorne was the guy that got us going.
Yeah, the energy really picked up. Of course, there was a lot of energy on the floor anyway, but he, as much as anything, we felt like really got the offense turned back around after the Streaks lost a 10-point lead in the first half, fell behind in the second quarter, did take a 3-point lead in a halftime. He scored 6 of his 10 points in that third quarter and led the actually finished with 6 rebounds. Ethan Meeker led the Streaks with 7 rebounds here in this game. So the Streaks are 10-1. Rochester drops to 1-5, and Galesburg will play Dunlap tonight at 6:30 for their second game of the day. And as Jim indicated a moment ago, it'll be Dunlap's third game of the day. We're waiting a word from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. So why don't we take a look at the post-game statistics, Jim? Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right. Excuse me. The Silver Streaks went at 58-37 in a game that they led by just 3 at halftime, but a 21-7 run out in the third quarter broke this game wide open, and the Silver Streaks shot it a whole lot better in the third quarter than they did the second. Just 2 of 11 in the second quarter. Galesburg hits 8 of 13 in the third quarter, including 3 trays to light up Rochester, and the Rockets were only 3 of 16 in that period as Galesburg really asserted themselves in the second half. Silver Streaks end the game 21 of 45, rounded up to 47% for the game. Rochester hit on 14 of 48, just 29%, in a bad shooting second half for the Rockets. Rebounding edge to Rochester, 34 to 27. Silver Streaks couldn't get much in the way of second shots, but didn't need to once they got the offense rolling. And the turnover count, as usual, the opponents more than the Silver Streaks. Rochester with 16 turnovers, Galesburg with just 7, 4 of those in garbage time in the fourth quarter.
3 of 16 were the Rockets from three-point range. Silver Streaks 7 of 13 behind the arc. At the free throw line, Rochester 6 of 8. Streaks were 9 of 18. Take a look at the individual scoring. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back. Galesburg wins at 58-37. In fact, Coach Reynolds is heading here right now. Why don't we go ahead and keep it here, and we'll just find out what the coach has to say. And then we'll run through our final statistics after a break. So Galesburg improves to 10-1, and Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in our post-game interview. Jim Lee, take it away.
All right, well, Coach, you got off to a good start. Second quarter, not our best, didn't shoot it well. Rochester, I thought, played really good defense in that second quarter, but after that, looks like whatever adjustments you made at halftime, they worked in the third quarter, a 21-7 run, and you're on your way.
Yeah, I mean, they changed defenses a lot, so it slowed the pace of the game down. We wanted to play a little faster. I think we were able to accomplish that there in the second half, get this game moving up and down the floor like we wanted to. You know, it was a little struggle there early in the first half, and then it was a struggle late in the first half. So once we got the pace of the game moving up and down, you know, we're still running right up by 60 points, which is a good number for us because it's hard to score a lot of points in us. I thought our defensive effort was good again.
Well, and that's what I wanted to talk about was defensively. Even though the offense seemed frustrating in the first half, it still held them to just 20 points in the first half. Was that part of the message at halftime, was to keep focusing on the defense?
Well, and get the first miss. You know, we just keep harping on that. Get the first miss. Get the first miss. You know, it's not shoot until they make it or knock out of bounds. You know, we'd like to get the rebound because the pace of the game is going to be a lot faster. We can get the rebound, get a long outlet, get this thing moving up and down. And, you know, teams want to slow it on us. That's the book right now. Nobody's been successful. You know, Bettendorf was a little successful on it, but, I mean, we still got a number of shots in that game, so I don't think they played really slow. But, you know, Moline tried it unsuccessfully, and you know, Rochester tried it again here tonight unsuccessfully. So hopefully that book will be out and we can play a little faster.
You were right on the money assessing this Rochester ability to rebound. At halftime, we had 0 offensive rebounds. If we didn't make the first shot, it wasn't going to happen, but once you got the tempo up, then you're able to get Cody Hawthorne had a big put back here for you in the third quarter.
Well, I thought Cody, you know, saved the day probably, you know, with his energy and effort and made a lot of layups and, you know, dropped one pass, I think, there at the end he wasn't too happy about. But, I mean, made some layups, and that's the Cody we see in practice a lot. He's been disjointed with some foul trouble. This was his kind of game. I thought we were a little quicker and more athletic, and they ended up with the fouls. We ended up, you know, at the free throw line. We didn't shoot particularly well from the line. But I thought our guys played hard and, you know, a typical morning game, so it was nice to shake some rust off and get rolling again.
I'm not saying that I don't want Ethan and Jarrett to come out and combine for 45 points every game like they did last night, but it's really nice to look at a game here where you've got four guys in double figures, real balance. Nobody really lit it up offensively. It really kind of contributes to that team attitude, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our guys played really well. I thought, you know, we executed a set at the end of the third quarter where Jarrett hit that three. That was perfect execution. I thought Devin Ross was really, really good again. You know, the only mishap he had maybe was at the end of the first half where he lost the ball. They didn't get anything out of it, but that was his only bad play of the day. And you know, I thought he was really, really good again, and he's, you know, he's really been our unsung hero. You know, he guards their best player again. He makes him, you know, I don't know, he shot a horrible percentage. He was all over him. I don't think he had a free look at the rim all night. And, you know, Devin comes in and gets double figures and plays well and assisted on a lot of them. He was really, really good again.
You know, we talk a lot about Ethan's offense, and he seems very comfortable in this building, but I'm watching his defense on Stallworth, the way Ethan is able to slide his feet, all those basketball drills that you coach from the time they're young all the way up. Seems like the defensive end has really clicked for Ethan right now.
Yeah, thank goodness Harley Nozier coached him when he was young, because, you know, you get it. You had a professional coach, and, you know, he was able to teach him those little nuances. And I thought Ethan was really good on Stallworth, who's a really good player. And I thought, you know, Devin was really good on him also. And then our other guys were able to gap enough. I thought Darius came in again defensively and was really, really good.
Thank you.
All right. We're two down. We got Dunlap. It'll be their third game of the day when we play them tonight. Just a quick thought on that one as we head toward the break here.
Well, it's kind of like a summer for them. You know, it's they're going to have to play some more guys and continue to push that tempo. But it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle for them, I think. You know, maybe a little easier because they're playing mostly zone. So maybe that helps them. But there's a little rivalry between us and Dunlap, so I'll bet they'll be ready to play.
Back to the hotel this afternoon?
A stop to eat and then quick back to the hotel, a little rest, relaxation, and then get back on the road back over here.
See you tonight, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds joining us here in the post game, which is Streaks win 58-37 over the Rochester Rockets. Take a break here, talk over final numbers, and set up the rest of the day for you when we come back from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
Galesburg Nissan's year-end closeout blowout is going on now.
2015 Sentras loaded with equipment. Save $1,000 plus 0% for 72 months.
Sentras under $250 a month with no money down.
How about the best-selling Nissan Altima? 38 miles per gallon. Save $2,000 plus 0% for 72 months.
Altima's under $300 a month with no money down.
Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
All payments are with approved credit plus tax, title, and license. Current factory incentives end at the close of business Monday, January 4th.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
You could win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks, the 58-37 win over Rochester here at Taylorville on the second day of the tournament. Let's run through the individual scoring for you to wrap up our statistics. Rochester had no players in double figures. Mike Reynolds talked about, you know, the horrible shooting percentage by their best player. That's Colin Stallworth, who led the way with 8 for them. He was 4 of 12. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 of 12 from the field and had only 2 points in the second half. Dalton Handlin fouled out of the game, also with 8 points. Dan Ziegler fouled out with 5 points. Tristan Sutker had 5 points. Nick Baker, Noah Wilson each had 3. Adam Schwartz had a 3-pointer in the fourth quarter as well. and Matt McClintock started the game, finished with just 2 points. Stallworth led all players with 10 rebounds. As the Rochester Rockets out-rebounded the Silver Streaks in this game. Meeker led the Streaks with 7 rebounds and 14 points. He was one of 4 players in double figures, as Devin Ross, Jarrett Olson, and Cody Hawthorne all pitched in 10 points apiece in a balanced scoring effort. Hawthorne, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, also had 6 rebounds, one short of Meeker's 7 to lead the team. Jacob Ross off the bench late with 4. T.J. Pendleton also with 4 in the fourth quarter. Eric Thompson finished with 3. Kevonte Shaw had 2. And for the second game, which is always good in a tournament, everybody got in and got some playing time, which certainly helped your stamina as the tournament wears on. We'll take a final break here on the post game, and we'll come back to close things out from Taylorville after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One call does it all, and that call is to us, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Hi, I'm Neil Thomas. You already call us when your drains clog, your air conditioning quits, or your furnace goes out, but how about a bathroom remodel? With just one call to us, we take care of the entire project so you don't have to work with 4 or 5 contractors. Leave the worries of coordinating all the different trades required to complete your project to us. It's that simple, so give us a call today for a free estimate at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
This is the unlikely love story of the egg and the ring. One was round, the other was oval. One rolled, the other waddled. But the two stumbled into love when the egg fell into the ring's embrace, right on the McDonald's griddle. The result? A warm, round egg that lived happily ever after in an Egg McMuffin. Until it was devoured. You'll find a fresh cracked egg in every Egg McMuffin. It's the story of breakfast lovin'.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
First game of the day goes Galesburg's way, 58-37 over the Rochester Rockets, who dropped to 1-5. Silver Streaks are 10-1 after their big win over Taylorville yesterday. Getting ready for Dunlap's second game of the day as they will place the host Tornadoes. Dunlap lost that tough one earlier to Rantoul by 3, 58-55. Had a chance to tie it with a shot at, well, not at the buzzer, but about 2 seconds before the buzzer. And then again, Dunlap is the next game for the Silver Streaks, which will be Dunlap's third game of the day. So after a long drive down from Dunlap very early this morning, that'll be some of the issues that we'll talk about heading into that game later on. Want to remind you, Galesburg girls are coming up as well from the Mattoon tournament just down the road to our east. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have the action as the Streaks take on Effingham St. Anthony, trying to add to their 14-0 start on the season. And they'll have a 12:40 pregame, a 1 o'clock scheduled tip-off from the Mattoon tournament. Jim, it was a little rough there in the first half, and I don't know that we ever felt like the Streaks were really in any danger. When you're taking on a 1-4 team, you just kind of have a feeling that something's going to happen along the way. They must be 1-4 for a reason. And certainly the Streaks, we weren't seeing them play their best basketball ball. I don't think we felt like that was going to continue for the entire 32 minutes. I'm not saying that we weren't concerned, but in the big picture, exposed a little bit, but
yeah, well,
still something to learn from.
We went into halftime, the word Bettendorf popped up, because they were doing exactly to us in the second quarter what Bettendorf did, just abusing us on the boards, playing good defense, and we were missing shots. And if we would have come out and continued to miss shots and not shore up the rebounding, we could have had a real tough game here today, but the adjustments were made in the third quarter. And we got back to playing Silver Streak basketball and blew them out early in that third quarter. We took control of the game. And tonight, heavy favorites against the Dunlap team that have already played twice today.
Yeah, so we'll watch this game a little bit, see what we can find out. There's a couple of kids that they have that we're impressed by.
Yeah, they do.
And so they're not a bad team by any stretch of the imagination as they get off to an early 2-0 lead here over Taylorville. And defensively, the Streaks still held Rochester to just 37 points. Which, you hold a team to 37 points, even if your offense is struggling, you still got a pretty darn good chance to win the game. And the Streaks did so by 21 here today. They're 10-1 now. And they'll take on again these Dunlap Eagles coming up tonight. Our pregame right around 6:10, 6:30 scheduled tip-off if the session's running on time, which it might not be. The whole day got started about 15 minutes late here earlier today. So just be flexible with us tonight for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Our thanks to you for being with us here today. And be sure to come back and join us tonight when the Streaks battle the Dunlap Eagles. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. So long for now from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.